A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some men came down from Judea and taught the brothers, "Unless you have yourselves circumcised in the tradition of Moses, you cannot be saved." This led to disagreement, and after Paul and Barnabas had had a long argument with these men, it was arranged that Paul and Barnabas and others of the church should go up to Jerusalem and discuss the problem with the apostles and elders. Then the apostles and elders decided to choose delegates to send to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The whole church concurred with this. They chose Judas, known as Barsabbas, and Silas, both leading men in the brotherhood, and gave them this letter to take with them. "The apostles and elders, your brothers, send greetings to the brothers of pagan birth in Antioch, Syria, and Sicilia. We hear that some of our members have disturbed you with their demands and have unsettled your minds. They acted without any authority from us, and so we have decided unanimously to elect delegates and to send them to you with Barnabas and Paul, men we highly respect, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accordingly, we are sending you Judas and Silas, who will confirm by word of mouth what we have written in this letter. It has been decided by the Holy Spirit and by ourselves not to saddle you with any burden beyond these essentials. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from fornication. Avoid these, and you will do what is right. Farewell." The word of the Lord.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Reading from the book of the Apocalypse. In the spirit, the angel took me to the top of an enormous high mountain and showed me Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down from God out of heaven. It had all the radiant glory of God and glittered like some precious jewel of crystal clear diamond. The walls of it were of a great height, and had 12 gates. At each of the 12 gates there was an angel, and over the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. On the east there were 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. The city wall stood on 12 foundation stones, each of which bore the name of one of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw that there was no temple in the city, since the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were themselves the temple, and the city did not need the sun or the moon for light, since it was lit by the radiant glory of God, and the Lamb was a lighted torch for it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I bequeath to you. My own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I shall return. If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Our dear friends, today's Gospel is a part of farewell discourse after the Last Supper. I will make a very brief homily today, because after India I forgot everything. The first reading tells us how the Holy Spirit dwelling in the church. The responsorial psalm, what Rosa was singing, it shows all the nations on the earth may recognize their God and praise him. And the second reading, it is from the book of Revelation, says about the heavenly Jerusalem. And the Gospel, it says about the assurance of sending the Holy Spirit. The Gospel says the Holy Spirit is an advocate, helper, comforter. If you remember, the first helper was a woman, not the man. In the Genesis, after creation of the woman, Yahweh says, she is the helper. What does it mean, the helper? Helper is paraclete in Greek. A person who comforts, strength in time of need. And now Jesus says, I am sending you a helper, paraclete. It is to fulfill the prophecy. Jesus gives his followers four gifts. The first one is, he gives them his love in order to keep his word. The second one is the Holy Spirit, who will teach them everything that they need to know. And the third one is, he gives his peace to strengthen them against fear in the face of trouble. That's why Jesus says, do not be afraid. Dear friends, do not be afraid in our life. Things can happen in a very second time. In any time it can change. There is a helper for us. And the fourth one is, Jesus rewards them with the assurance of his second coming. We all need a helper in our own way. An advocate for life, to guide and protect us. And today we ask ourselves, who is my real helper? Maybe a small child would be our helper. The one who sits near to you would be your helper, your partner, parents. The other is a salvation, the other is a helper. So we don't eliminate anyone. But one of the great social and ethical problems of our time is isolation. Many of us living a life of virtual strangers to one another. And Jesus says, you are not alone. You are under my wings and protection. We ask, Lord, are you my helper? And who is my helper in our day-to-day life? Amen.